This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by Mick Delivery, bringing you the food you love. Mick Delivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with Mick Delivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.
Hi, I've got a prescription for diabetes test strips. How much is the copay?
That could take me a while to calculate. In the meantime, you should think about over-the-counter ContourNext test strips. You get 35 for $19.99, and they're highly accurate. For full details, visit ContourNext.com/radio.
Ah, the sounds of summer. Can it get any better? Oh yeah, I forgot about that one. Discover the confidence of Lexus Safety System Plus. Explore the possibilities of a Lexus at the Golden Opportunity Sales Event. Now through September 6th, click the banner to discover more. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Not a substitute for safe and attentive driving practices. See owner's manual.
And welcome back to Cottage Talk Full-Time. I'm Russ Goldman. Joining me right now is Emilio Danilo. This is our full-time show of Fulham's 3-0 loss to Manchester City. Emilio, this isn't a big surprise. I want to give Fulham some credit for the first half, but it was 15 minutes in the second half that decided the match. And all credit to Manchester City. But you know what? Fulham were their own worst enemy at the beginning of the second half. They made the mistakes. You can credit City as well. But they played so well in the first half to stay with Manchester City. And this is the one team that I just didn't think Fulham were going to get anything out of. It's not a disgrace to lose to Manchester City. But they, in the second half, they helped them. They actually helped them in the second half by their mistakes. And all it took was 15 minutes. Go back and look. 15 minutes, the beginning of the second half. The match is over, and it kind of, unfortunately, you gloss over a decent first half against Manchester City. Going in the half 0-0, I think, is an accomplishment. But then they just come out in the second half, and then you make some mistakes. Yeah. They capitalize it. Great teams do it. This is a great team. Congratulations to Manchester City. But you know what? This is a Fulham show. Fulham made mistakes that led to this 3-0 loss.
Yeah, it was a free game. I think we all know
free
that.
Hit. Absolutely.
Steve Williams just mentioned that. The performance was important for me tonight. It's like perform tonight, play with pride, defend resolutely like we did first half, and keep that. That was the objective today. Don't get hammered. Play with confidence. Take that Liverpool victory. Take it against Manchester City. Sometimes we're a bit overconfident. Passing in the penalty area from the back. Very, very dangerous. We got away with it a few times in that first half. And, again, we saw made mistakes in the second half and we paid the price for it. But overall, first half, I thought we looked reasonably solid. First 10, 15 minutes, I thought we were lively. Lookman and Loftus-Cheek looked strong, looked lively, looked quick. We started to give them a few problems. Okay, we didn't cause them any headaches in the final third, but there was that potential threat there. I thought them two looked particularly lively, and we took the game at Man City. But they slowly grew into the game as you'd expect. They didn't have their strongest team out there tonight as well. Let's not forget that. They rested a few players ahead of their Champions League game. But first half, I thought, more of the same second half. We went into half time, reasonably compact, organised, but there was always that knowledge that Man City have a bench worth God knows how many hundred millions of pounds that they can always make a substitution at the drop of a hat. But, you know, I started believing. I said, okay, go half-time 0-0. I still worry about where we're going to create some, you know, offensive threat, because I thought we, central midfield, we looked solid, but the final third, again, with that, it's those final balls. Decision-making, I think we keep saying about that. You know, you've got to be spot on when you play the likes of probably the best team in Europe at the moment. Yep. You know, this team is is dominating the Premier League. They're probably going to go very far in the Champions League. And overall, you know, we've played, you know, it's not a disgrace to lose 3-0 to Man City. That's my point. Nope. But you can't give them three opportunities and from three, you know, sort of poor mistakes, especially the second and third goal. You know, then maybe you're saying maybe there's a bit of controversy with the penalty. But as far as I'm concerned, you know, you give even a sniff of a chance to a team of Man City's ilk, you're going to pay the price for it. So not a disgrace.
Nope.
You know, we managed to keep it down to three. At one point, it could have been, I was worried it was going to be 5, 6, or 7, if really Man City. But Man City went back into second gear. They did need to stretch themselves. We looked a little bit stronger when Mitrovic came on, but I question why bring on Mitrovic when you're 3-0 down. You know, change it a little sooner. Scott Parker, you know, especially where we completely lost our balls basically in the first 10, 15 minutes. We completely lost it. It reminded me of 28, you know, the two seasons ago, how we imploded it to your caption on the screen there. We did, we imploded that 15 minute spell and that was game over, you know, but it's not a disgrace. We've got 9 games to the quarter. There'll be easier fixtures to grab those victories. And today was all about confidence, not getting hammered, playing with pride and, you know, to keeping the score down, essentially. I think that was always the approach tonight. Maybe
absolutely
on the break, force them into mistake and get something from it. But overall, you know, it's a loss. No, not many people would have expected us to get anything out of the game. So I think I'm going to move on. Let's focus on Leeds United next week.
Absolutely. And I'm going to say this right now. This match has nothing to do with the matches coming up. And I'm seeing the commentary. And here are my comments on this. The Fulham didn't create anything. That's accurate. But you know what? Yeah. Who were they playing against? They were playing against Manchester City. Sorry. You're playing against one of the best teams in the world, arguably the best team in the world. Mm. I wasn't expecting them to create a lot. They were going to have to be defensive the majority of the match. So this idea that they didn't create anything, tell me something I don't know. But you know what? That wasn't going to be the game plan. So for those who feel that this is an indication of why we're going to go down, you're wrong. You're absolutely wrong. I'm already seeing the commentary. You're wrong because this has nothing to do with the Leeds United match. Do we need to score more goals? Absolutely. But this, you cannot judge Fulham scoring goals against Manchester City. I'm sorry. I saw this the last time we played Manchester City. Fulham are toothless. Fulham are toothless. Yeah. Who the hell are they playing, for God's sakes?
I look at that first 10, you know, many times we've said when Fulham are on top in games, we don't take advantage, you know, and I thought in that first 10, 15 minutes spell, we took the game to Man City. Yeah. We caused them a few problems, but again, it's poor decision-making. At times too slow with the ball. You know, Lookman got in.
That pieces very were good, horrible, Amelia.
Lookman got into good positions at times. And Loftus-Cheek, I thought them two were linking up quite well, but it's that final ball. There's no target man there. Obviously, we've got no natural striker out there. So that's a problem being all season. And it's not only about scoring goals, it's actually getting that final quality ball when it counts. And I think today, you know, when you're playing the best team, you've got to, those half chances you get, you've got to make the most of them. And I don't think when we were on top, we did enough there, to be honest. And that's a slight disappointment there. I know we're playing Man City, but you've got to be more inventive, more creative and be more, you know, you can't keep going slow. We were too slow at times with the ball. I thought we could have been a little bit more positive and a little bit more assertive. But I'm not going to judge the team on tonight's performance. It's a defeat.
It's a free hit, as we all said.
We've had an outstanding defense before tonight's game. What, 2 goals conceded in 7 games? The team.
That's right.
We've got 3 points out of the last 3 games, which is probably more than maybe people expected. So lots to look forward to. We've still got 9 games, so I'm not going to be too downbeat on tonight's performance. You know,
Neither am I, Emilio, because, again, it's a match of two halves. And listen, I understand that this is all about, you know, looking ahead. You know, Fulham can't score goals. I get all that, okay? But I'm telling you right now, you cannot judge it by this match. This is Man City. I understand what you're saying, Emilio, that maybe we should have been more aggressive. But here's the rub on that. Then why did they keep playing the ball out from the back? That's an aggressive move. And you know what? That didn't work. Yeah. And if I'm going to question one thing from Scott Parker, Emilio, it's that strategy. It reminded me of last season. Even sometimes with Slavisa, when it's not working, just kick it long, okay? I understand that it's probably going to come back. But you are just playing, as I said to you, you're almost playing with fire there by continually doing that. Can it pay off once or twice every 10 times? Potentially, we saw that.
Well, look,
but it's those eight other times that is just asking for trouble, Amelia.
Yeah, the second and third goals, you know, we'll talk about that in a minute. Yeah. But again, a bit too overconfident on the ball, you know.
And exactly.
Sometimes it's good to be positive. It's good to be confident on the ball, but be mindful of who you're playing against. And, you know, we created our own downfall, especially in that 15-minute second half. You know, if we go on to that, I haven't seen the replay, but the first free kick that led to the first goal, I didn't think that was a free kick. My first reaction was that was a bit soft.
Yep.
Very, very soft. I haven't seen the replay. But then again, look at where we defended right on the 18-yard box.
Yep.
Commentators kept saying tonight, there'll be, you play that high line. If you get a good cross in the box in that 6-yard area, someone's, if you switch off for a fraction of a second, you're going to play the ball. We did.
Yep.
You know, John Stones got behind our defense and, buried the ball in the back of the net. So maybe, it's a risk playing that high line. But I also like to question, was that a free kick? I don't know if people who are watching us tonight, if they want to comment on that, was that a free kick or not? To me, I looked a little bit, I thought it was more, I thought Man City got away with that. But they got the ball in the right area. We don't do that often. How many times are we getting the balls in the 6-yard box? This match, I'm looking in all matches. We don't, those opportunities, free kicks. Cavalera second half, there was a great free kick, good position. He puts it into the corner flag. What the hell's going on? So it's those are those moments. So you've got to take advantage of those opportunities or those moments. And we, unfortunately, more often than not, we don't take advantage of that. But like I said, it's Man City.
Yep.
Let's move on. Let's not dwell too much on this fixture. Yep. We beat Liverpool on their own ground last week. We should have got something against Tottenham 10 days ago. Leeds won't be an easy game, but there's more chance to pick up something against Leeds than there is against playing probably the best team in Europe at the moment.
Right, and that's my point in all this. Listen, the set pieces were horrible, and again, the deliveries were just horrible. The corners, the free kicks, they're all horrible, Emilio. And then you look at Man City, and, it's Man City,
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, yes, Man City did not play some of their best players, but they could have two starting 11s and even more than that are good enough probably to win the league. That's how good they are. So, and again, full credit, like you said, to John Stones, and we're going to talk about that in a second. And obviously the second and the third goals, we'll talk about third goals, that third goal, because I'm still upset about that. But the second goal, again, comes from a mistake on us. And, and credit to Jesus, who hit it well and took advantage of his opportunity. And then basically the match was over at that point.
But
coming up next, we are going to talk about those goals and what we can learn from them in that 15-minute demise for Fulham in the second half. Okay, Amelia, as we talked about before, the first half, we have to give Fulham a lot of credit because, again, they hung in there. They got to the half even, and I'm thinking, okay, it's all to play for in the second half. Can we figure a way to do the same exact thing or potentially nick a goal, which would be great? But, again, this is Man City. So it was always going to be dangerous to start the second half. And as you mentioned, let's talk about that first goal because, like you said, there was a free kick there. And, again, John Stones, full credit to him. He wanted it more. He was first to the ball, and he scored the goal. Let's talk about the first Manchester City goal.
Yeah, I haven't seen a replay, but I thought it was a soft free kick. I didn't think it was a free kick, first and foremost, and secondly, pressing that high line. I think that was, sometimes you get sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. Unfortunately, we were far too high up the pitch and, the ball was a peach of a free kick. Let's be honest. We can get more free kicks in that danger area, we'll score more goals. They did exactly what we don't do. perfect ball in the six yard box. Yeah. You know, the unlikeliest person, John Stones, going behind our defense and poking the ball in the back of the net. But, you know, defending questionable, but and the free kick I think was questionable as well. But ultimately, it's you know, I'm going to give credit to that beautiful free kick.
Yes,
we do more of that, and you have a target man in that 6 yard box, or you know, we'll score more goals. So full credit to Man City. But you know, we lost concentration for a fraction of a second. Unfortunately, you can't do
politics.
You know, what fraction of a second too late, 1-0.
Exactly, Emilio. And this is part of what I'm calling the 15-minute demise to begin the second half, because that's really what it was. It was, as Chris Davis said, it was a poor 15 minutes that decided the match, because the first half, full credit to Fulham, like I said. Mm. But we're trying to figure out exactly what went wrong. The second goal, again, it's mistakes, Emilio. Let's talk about the second goal from Manchester City.
Yeah, again, just in that first one, a lot of people agree with me. They've obviously seen the replay saying it wasn't a free kick. Giannis, Ben Lawrence, St. Mariner, favouring the big club, giving that foul. So, yeah, so it sounds like people agree with me it was a soft free kick. Second goal, Cavallero, what's he doing there? Hospital pass to Anderson. Anderson trying to clear it, ricochets off Cavallero. And it was a catalogue of errors, to be honest. But first and foremost, what's Cav doing there, to be honest? It's hospital pass to Anderson. We never recovered, did we? You know, Jesus still had a lot to do, but you can't go, you know, suicidal, you know, defending there, to be honest. It was a catalogue of errors. It just reminded me of two seasons ago, the mistakes we were generating 2 years ago. How many goals did we concede from basic defending 2 seasons ago? Exactly the same, just replicated that. So disappointing, and it could have been avoided. But then it was panic started to set in. You felt it. You know, they scored soon after half time. You know, they've got the momentum. They're in the ascendancy. Yep. They've got a lot of possession. You know, we're making mistakes. It was inevitable they were going to score more goals. But you know, to hand them that goal was very, very frustrating. Well, and I don't know why, but I think some people question why Cavallero was even. Why did he start the second half? You know, look, I think Steve Reynolds was messaging maybe at halftime saying Cav should have come off at halftime. Yep. But overall, you know. Poor defending, and Man City took full advantage. And what could you do? It was men against boys at times in that 15-minute spell. That's the thing.
Exactly, Emilio. And this 15 minutes decided the match. And then we're going to talk about the third goal, because I said to you off air that I've watched it back several times. And yes, you can blame Tosin, obviously, for the goal, but this gets called more often than not, and I know Steve's watching, and Steve will probably say it's a penalty, and yes. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't make it right, because he dove. Okay, I'm sorry, I watched it again, and again, he felt any kind of pressure from Tosin, and he went down. And, you know, I guess there are some that'll say he's doing his job, and then Aguero scores to make it 3-0. So it got bad. But then it got worse, Emilio, with the third goal. And, you know, at that point, I'm thinking about goal differential. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm thinking they cannot afford to let another goal go in after the third one. 3-0 was bad enough, because I'm thinking, like you said, it could have been 4-5-0. And yes, maybe Man City took their foot off the gas. But you know what? I'll take 3-0 rather than 5 or 6-0, which really could have done damage to Fulham. And 3-0 is not great, but you know what? Southampton just lost 5-2. Is it any different? No, it's no different. It's absolutely, it's still the same score differential. It's, you know, it's Man City. We have to put them in their own category. And that's why when I watched this match, when I watched this 15 minutes, I'm mad at Fulham, because I think that they actually caused some of their own issues, but it's also Manchester City, and I have to give them credit. Yeah. They were cut above everyone else.
You know, I thought, you know, again, even the lead up to that penalty, we were struggling to keep possession, weren't we? You know, Man City, you know, were passing the ball very sweetly, very neatly, you know, beautiful one-touch passing. You know, it was a delight to watch at times, but at the same time, we created our own downfall. And for me, I thought it was a penalty. You know, it's slightly soft, But yeah. I think it was, there was contact there. I think there was contact there.
And, I think there was.
You know, unfortunately, Tosin will have to, you know, he looked a bit nervous playing against his former club this evening. I think it was a moment in the first half when him and Anderson lost a bit. There was lack of communication between the two of them in that first half. There was a moment there. Yep. That could have resulted in a goal in that first half. So he didn't have the best of games, and he'll learn from that. You know, at the end of the day, you know, you've got to stay strong. You've got to stand up against these players and don't commit. But it was a foul. You know, there was contact there. So yeah, in my eyes, that's a penalty.
No, there was. I just thought he went down fairly easy. But I guess that's what you do. Mm-hmm. And you know, and others will say that's being a team player, you go down when you feel the contact. Mm-hmm. Yes, there was a foul, as Giannis said too. I'm not disagreeing that there wasn't a foul. I just think that he went down fairly easy. And Stefan, to your comment, and listen, thank you for commenting, everyone for commenting. He's mentioning that we didn't score and Southampton scored two goals. And that's a good point, but we also didn't give up five goals, Stefan. So I guess there are two ways to look at it. You know, I understand what you're saying. We didn't score. And we only created, I think, one opportunity from Josh Anoma late in the match. Fair points, but we also didn't give up five goals. So I guess there are a couple of ways to look at that.
And again, tactics there was to actually keep – it was to, you know, tactics, you know, from the beginning of the game was, you know, keep possession, frustrate your opposition, you know, and, you know, and try to, you know, do the usual, try to catch them on the break. So, it was, you know, there was a game plan there. It was very much – trying to keep it very tight, compact, and concede very few goals, if any. So, unfortunately, you know, we created our own downfall. We defended, you know, like schoolboys at times, and, you know, you pay the price for that. Whether it's Man City, Liverpool, or Tottenham, you can't give to opposition teams that those moments of opportunities. And like I said, three mistakes, arguably speaking, and three goals. You know, that's ruthless. That's football, unfortunately.
It is, and I'm going to share a couple comments and Stina says, prefer not to concede five. I understand that. And, you know, and Stefan, fair point. And I think this is actually an interesting discussion. Southampton scored. We don't seem to do that. We struggle to score. And it's a valid point, you know. But, again, there are a couple of ways to look at it. But we didn't give up five goals. I find that part fascinating. But this is from our friend Chris. Chris, thank you, as always, for watching. He's a Liverpool supporter, but he watches every one of our shows.
Yeah,
this game will mean nothing if you get back to picking up points with the upcoming games. Chris, that's the point. Chris, thank you for sharing that, because that's ultimately what it's about. It's a free hit, as we said. We can talk about all of the issues Fulham have, but, you know, it was a free hit.
You know, at the end of the day, it's, you know, let's look at some of the, you know, maybe look at the positives, to be honest. Let's dwell on some of the, you know, let's look on some of the positives. I thought, again, Areola took some decent saves in the first half. He looked strong. He nearly saved Aguero's penalty as well.
He did. He got his hand on it.
But, you know, unfortunately, it was hit with enough power. You know, Reed worked hard again. Lookman, first 15, 20 minutes, looked lively. I thought Loftus-Cheek, you know, was getting involved in that first 15, 20 minutes. Those are the moments when we're on top of games we need to capitalise. But, you know, with all that, not domination, but looking, you know, being on top of Man City, and had higher possession rates at one point as well. You know, we didn't really create any clear-cut chances. And that, to Stefan's point, you know, if you are dominating games or taking the games against your opposition, we've got to be a little bit more assertive, better final ball, looking up. At times we're a bit too slow on the ball. We've got into good positions and we stood still. Look up, but sometimes you've got to be a little bit more. You've got to play the ball faster. But we didn't have a natural goal scorer today on the pitch. Let's not forget that. So like I said, it's Man City. They're going to win the Premier League. We've got nine games now to focus on. You know, on our next performances and pick up these at least three wins.
Yes,
we're still in the fight.
We absolutely are. And this doesn't change that. Yeah,
that's the main thing. Brest lose tomorrow, and hopefully, in touch with they'll lose tomorrow. Then we're still in it.
Absolutely. This doesn't change that. As Chris said, it's about the matches coming up. And, you know, we would have taken anything from this match. I just didn't want a hammering. Is 3-0 a hammering, Emilio, or is it kind of in between?
I think you're playing against a team who didn't really have to get out of second gear. Let's be honest. What did Man City, were that dominant, were that good, especially the second half? You know, they wanted to push on. They could have scored many more goals. So they didn't need to stretch themselves. The game was wrapped up, you know, after the first two goals. Game was over. why push yourself to score six or seven? So I'll give them respect. If they wanted to work hard and get seven goals, they would have done that. Look at Crystal Palace Liverpool early in the season. Liverpool were dominated there. They kept pressing and pressing. They wanted seven, they wanted eight, they wanted nine. Man City was there, you know what, we've won the game.
Yep.
Take the foot off the gas, go back into the first or second gear, protect our players because they've got the Champions League, they've got the quadruple to look forward to. We've just got to forget this game, go back to our original tactics. We've got Leeds United next Friday night. That's going to be a tough game. It's going to be a very open game. That's the focus of Scott Parker. Forget tonight's game, but focus on those errors because we can't have those errors, you know, seeping back into our next nine matches. If you make those errors against Leeds, Wolves, Villa, then we're going to make life very difficult for ourselves. So that's the thing. That's the thing for me. I'd rather we make these mistakes against Man City and you learn from them rather than doing them against more crunch games like Burnley, Southampton, Villa, etc. So make those mistakes as many as you want today, and you've got an opportunity to learn from on the training ground on Monday.
Exactly, Emilio. And it's funny because I was going to ask you your biggest takeaway from the match. It sounds like learning from these 15 minutes to beginning of the second half, because that was going to be my biggest takeaway. It sounds like we're kind of in unison on that.
Yeah, absolutely. And interesting to see Scott Parker's long talk in Cavalera's ear, you know, as he got substituted. So obviously there was some wise words being given to Cavalera. He didn't have the best of games, and you know he was guilty for that second goal. So he'll have to learn from that. So I think that's the biggest takeaway for me. I'd rather we make mistakes, make them in a game that you're not expecting to win, and you know you pick up ahead of the next couple games or so.
Yeah, and I'm going to share this comment from our co-host Giannis because I think this basically sums it all up for me when we're talking about. The biggest takeaway, it's learning from these mistakes. Players will be upset with the goals. This is a resilient bunch. We will rebound. So what it is all about is what Giannis said, what you just said. It's learning from these mistakes and rebounding from this 3-0 loss. You know, it's what you can take out of it. As we're saying, biggest takeaway. You can learn a lot from a loss like this. And it's funny because I'm actually feeling more confident about the Leeds United match because I think that Scott Parker will hammer into them exactly what went wrong in this match, and you can actually turn a negative into a positive. Yeah. So you have to analyze when they get on the training ground. They're going to have to analyze what went wrong, fix what went wrong, and make sure it doesn't happen again, and build from that and go forward and figure out what you need to do to beat Leeds United. Mm. Because I'm telling you, they can beat Leeds United. I mentioned this before. Leeds United, Wolves, Aston Villa. I'll throw Southampton in there. You got Burnley. I know Burnley won today. Congratulations to them. I'm not being serious, but you know, you know what I mean. I wasn't happy that they won, but you know, hey, congratulations on the victory. And of course, Newcastle. There are matches there for Fulham, not just to get points from, but to win, Emilio. It's taking a loss from this, that 15 minutes, learning from it, and moving on from it. And I'm telling you, as Giannis said, this is a resilient bunch. And I think instead of dwelling on what we did wrong and being upset about it, it's analyzing it and moving on. Does that make sense?
Exactly. At the end of the day, that's what we've said. You know, we've lost Man City, best team in the Premier League in Europe at the moment. So I'm not too worried about this performance. It's just disappointing, but you know, you live and learn. These lads will learn, and Scott Parker will you know have a gentle word in their ears in the dressing room. He won't be telling them off. He'll be disappointed how we defended for those goals. But you know, I'd rather today than against Leeds United or against some of the other teams.
I totally agree, Emilio. All right. Listen, we are going to wrap up the show. I want to thank everyone that has watched us live and anyone that watches and listens to Cottage Talk. Listen, I can't thank everyone enough. I've heard a lot of commentary from some of the shows we've done recently. Thank you for all the comments about the shows we've done with our friends, Rob Wilson and Gordon Davis. And then, of course, I just had Rodney Marsh on. We're going to do more stuff like that. So if you have any suggestions on guests, let me know because I'll try to make it happen. The guests that we've had recently have been great. But not just that. It's the analysis of people like Emilio, Giannis, Max, everyone that comes on the show, Alec, who just did the show. I'm very lucky that I do this with a lot of good people. I'm going to leave everyone with that. I've been doing the show for almost 10 years, and the show is about the people I do it with. I've had some great guests. I've had some great hosts, and it's really down to them. I just host the show. That's all I do. So I want to thank you, Emilio, and everyone else that has done the show, Giannis, everyone that has done the show. The show's nothing without you guys. I'm just a host. Anyways, let's end the show. For my co-host, Emilio Denel, I'm Russ Goldman. Thank you, as always, for watching and listening to Cottage Talk. It's the 90th minute, and all to play for at the end of the match. All your mates are around. You've got your McDonald's share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. Are you in? I know I'm in. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.